There's a little bit of a dispute going on within the Nolan Show this morning.
There's no dispute at all.
Strange little editor man that happens to try to control this programme has been whittering in my ear.
Well, Stephen, as you know, I deal with complaints from members of the public when you get things wrong, which happens now and again.
Keeps you quite busy.
Yeah, it does keep me quite busy, and it just happened again there now. You said that Manchester United were the biggest and best football club in the world.
Of course we are.
Both those facts are incorrect.
How are they incorrect?
Well, United couldn't even get in the top four this season.
David supports Liverpool.
I support Manchester City, as everyone knows who knows me very well. They couldn't even get in the top four. That is a fact. Please move on. We apologise for the error Mr. Nolan has made. He's very tired today.
We never apologise.
Thank you very much.
There's a very strange little thing happens to David. Sometimes I don't get football, all right? But David has been known to actually walk out on me, refuse to talk to me when I make a joke about Manchester City losing. And there's nothing funnier than Manchester City losing. Sometimes there's nothing funnier either than watching Louis van Gaal under pressure in some of the press conferences. He's out. That's what the BBC thinks. Mourinho is in. That's what the BBC thinks. Not confirmed yet. The BBC understands Jose Mourinho will take charge at Manchester United shortly. Controversy surrounds the news after the man he will replace, Van Gaal, won the FA Cup, of course, with United on Saturday. The football pundits Mike Parry, the former Man United player Paddy Cairn with us this morning. Morning to you, Paddy. Mike.
How are you?
Morning. Good morning, Paddy. So, Paddy, is this a done deal, do you think?
I know as much as you.
And do you think he's...
That's going to disappoint you, isn't it?
Yeah, do you think Van Gaal should go?
And there's so much speculation about it, I think it's a done deal as well.
Yeah, because Manchester United haven't denied it. They haven't rallied round their man.
Well, let me tell you something. I was up the stairs at Wembley on Saturday after the game, sitting talking to a couple of friends of mine, in actual fact, in one of the posh lounges. I wasn't in there. I just got invited in. And Ed Woodward and Louis van Gaal came into the suite, and Ed Woodward went up and gave him a... Oh, no, it was down near the dressing room, in actual fact, sorry. Ed Woodward gave him a big hug. What does that tell you?
Well, what do you think it tells us?
This was after the game.
Was it saying goodbye?
It didn't look to me. It was a congratulatory hug rather than anything else, because United had won the cup. So it's a difficult one. It looks to me as if there's so much coming out, but not from Jose Mourinho. I think it's from Jose Mourinho's agent, most of all this stuff's coming out from. I get the impression, like most people do, that it must be a done deal the way things have been talking and the way things have gone on. Yeah, we did an interview with the manager after the game on Saturday.
Do you think Paddy Van Gaal should go?
Now, let me tell you something. Would you like somebody to come on me and ask me if you should go?
Well, it happens all the time, and the majority of people say, yes, I should. You don't usually mince your words. Do you think he should go?
The way you're arguing, the two of you a minute ago, I thought the both of you were going.
Your backside must be sore sitting on that fence.
Well, let me tell you something. The football's not been great at Manchester United over the last couple of years, and I think that's the big factor amongst most of the fans, is they've not really enjoyed what they've been watching.
I've stopped going. I've got a season ticket. Stopped going. It's been so boring.
I think that's what most of the fans would agree with, the actual fact. And I think it's going to happen. I say that, and I like the manager because he's a decent man, actually. I mean, for all the stuff about his football, but he is a decent person. I'm sure there's no manager goes into a football club to try and make it poorer than it was. But that's been happening at Manchester United now for the last few years. It's since Alex Ferguson gave up the job. I mean, the football's not been the same to any degree that it was under Alex Ferguson. I think that's a big disappointment that Manchester United have gone. I mean, there was a situation during the season. If we finished fourth, everybody was going to be delighted. This is Manchester United you're talking about. Fourth is nowhere. I mean, it's nowhere for the fact of Manchester United. You know you get the European Cup with it and all that sort of thing. But Manchester United should be looking at a higher standard than that. You've gone very quiet, have you not?
Mike Parry's listening to this morning. Do you think he should go, Mike?
Well, I don't think he should ever have been there. I just don't get it. Manchester United are the biggest football club in the world. You look at their investments, their sponsorship, the capital base, the fan base. They're the biggest in the world. And when the best football manager in the world, who is Jose Mourinho, who's won more games percentage-wise than anybody else...
Because he did well last year, didn't he?
When he's available, well, overall, he's the best football manager in the world. And when you see, not only is he available, but he has actually asked for the job. In 2013, when Real Madrid knocked Manchester United out of the Champions League, Jose Mourinho was the manager. And that night, he said, the best team lost tonight. He was actually advertising for the job. He wanted the job. He wanted it as far back as 2004. When he did that spectacular run up and down the touchline at Old Trafford when he was the manager of Porto, he actually said to somebody after that game, one of these days I'm coming back to manage this club. This is the best feeling in the world. He's wanted the job that long. Now, he's wanted it so badly that he's put everything else on hold, and it is reported this morning accepted a £4 million payment to keep his options open so that he wouldn't go anywhere else. That's how badly he wants it. And you have to say...
Mike, do you believe everything you read in the papers?
Yes, I do, because I've been a journalist for 30 years, and I can tell you there is truth behind it. Now, Paddy Clarend is there, and I would say Paddy is part of the old guard at Manchester United, and it's the old guard at Manchester United who are responsible for the debacle of Davy Moyes and Louis van Gaal being their managers when Jose Mourinho was available, because they considered Jose Mourinho not the sort of chap we want at Manchester United.
Michael, let me say something to you. David Moyes, was chosen, was a happy choice for nearly every Manchester United fan. When Louis van Gaal got the job, every Man United fan was jumping up and down with joy with the record that Louis van Gaal has. So with hindsight, it's easy to say what you're saying.
No, it's not hindsight. You should have known then. You should have known then, Paddy. The job was far too big for a man who not even won a trophy in the Premier League over 11 years, David Moyes.
I don't think it matters. All right.
Of course it does.
All right, then. Leicester City have won the league. They're the best team that's ever performed.
They're the best team in the Premier League this season. Best team won it. It's as simple as that.
Let me tell you something, Michael. That wouldn't be very difficult if they're the best team in the Premier League this year, because I think the Premier League this year has been the worst Premier League in the history.
I do, and one reason for that is because Louis van Gaal has been in charge of the biggest club, and he couldn't make the resources of the biggest club or the players they had.
We're not talking about Moyes, are we? We're talking about Jose Mourinho and van Gaal. Today. That's where we should probably focus our
attention.
Yeah,
that's fine. But what I'm saying is, Jose Mourinho should have been there the minute Sir Alex Ferguson stepped down. He was the best manager in the world. United are the biggest club. Why didn't United just do the most sensible thing, and that was go and get the most qualified candidate, instead of faffing about with getting a Scotsman who was in the image of Sir Alex Ferguson, and then a guy who last won anything in Europe of any significance 12 years ago. More than 20 years ago.
Let me ask you, were you happy when Louis van Gaal was made manager of Manchester United?
Well, it's not my...
I'm asking, it's not my concern.
I'm an Everton fan. Paddy, I'm an Everton fan. I was delighted when Manchester United appointed Louis van Gaal, because I thought, with the squad Everton have got this season, with the great players we've got in Stones and Barkley, I thought, wow, we can challenge Manchester United, because Louis van Gaal is not as good as Jose Mourinho.
Well, that's the thing. Well, the great thing about football, it's always about opinions. And you've just said there that you thought Everton would challenge, but look how mistaken you were.
I was.
John White is the secretary of the Carried Off Manchester United Supporters Club.
I know John White.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, Paddy.
Are you going to be glad to see Louis van Gaal go, if indeed that is what happens?
I can't say I'll be glad, but I really thought maybe 2 years ago I really wanted Carlo Ancelotti to be our manager. I've always wanted Mourinho to be the manager, because obviously we're the most hated club in the world, but can you imagine that we have Jose as our manager? That would be fantastic. It'd be even hated even more.
Is it not a bit rough, John, on van Gaal, you know, hours after he lifts the FA Cup, for goodness sake, and being dumped?
Well, no, Paddy, as Paddy said to you, he gave him a hug. So as a hug goodbye, or as a hug well done, you give me my first trophy as the chief executive of the world's biggest football club. But then, if he is getting dumped, he hasn't done himself any favours at the Sheffield United FA Cup replay. He openly said there was times during the game he was very bored. You said yourself you're not using your season ticket.
I stopped going, you thought. I fell asleep during one of the matches.
Well, what message does it send out when your manager says he's very bored with the team that he put out to take the training ground tactics of defensive and retain possession onto the pitch, and you end up losing to teams like Norwich City at home in December? Southampton in January, and then score what goals they score this season? 49 Premier League goals this season. David Moyes even got 64.
I'll tell you what I was reading yesterday as well, that if Jose Mourinho does come in, that he likes ready-made goal scorers and ready-made footballers. Obviously, Van Gaal has brought in some of the youngsters. And I'll tell you an exciting player on the pitch for Man United at the minute, Marcus Rashford.
He's terrific.
Is he going to survive under somebody like Jose Mourinho, or will he be dumped?
You see, this is what we don't know. We've got Timothy Fosu-Mensah. We've got Marcus Rashford. We've got Jesse Lingard. Anthony Martial could play on any team in the world. But then again, if he doesn't keep faith in the youth and he brings in the likes of Griezmann and Jamie Vardy or Harry Kane and Kante from Leicester City, how many Man United fans are going to be up in arms?
Paddy?
You know, it's such a complex thing. I think that the injury situation this year at Manchester United, the manager had no choice but to throw some kids in. And you've got to give the manager a bit of credit for having the courage to throw kids in. And it's been successful for them. They've did exceptionally well. Well, exceptionally well in the fact that they won the cup. Not exceptionally well in the fact that we finished fifth in the league. But to put young kids in and give them a chance, and they've done exceptionally well, the kids you've mentioned. Kids that probably might never have got a chance. Out of the blue, they've got a chance to do something, and they've done very well through it. But it's a strange thing about... And the gentleman there was saying he believes everything he reads in the newspapers. I've got the Daily Mirror in front of me now, I've been reading. And this is stupid, but the press don't always tell the truth. A low-fat diet bad for your health. They told us it wasn't. Low-fat diet was good for you.
And we're going to be talking about that later in the show, too.
Now they're telling you it's no good for you. So I look at the Daily Newspaper and look at the date, Monday, May the 23rd. Oh, yeah. Today is Monday, May the 23rd, isn't it?
What about Rooney?
At least I've got something right.
Mike Parry, will Rooney survive Jose Mourinho?
Let me tell you something.
Rooney will prosper under Jose Mourinho. He'll prosper because Rooney's the sort of player that Mourinho loves. And Mourinho twice tried to sign... he made inquiries about acquiring Rooney during Rooney's career.
Well, let me tell you something about Wayne Rooney that I've been saying, and John White could verify. I've been saying it for God knows how many years. I says Wayne Rooney would make the best midfield player in the British game. He played the midfield for Manchester United, which he's been playing now nearly most of the season.
Yeah.
He's the outstanding player in the pitch yesterday, I thought. And he's been the outstanding player for most of the season for Manchester United.
He couldn't have long left. Has he got another couple of years in him or what?
Let me tell you something. When he was playing up front, it's very difficult to have a longer life up front, because eventually as you get older, you lose that little bit of pace you have. When you move back into midfield, you don't need the pace as much in midfield as you do up front. But he's got a great football brain, and I think some of his passing yesterday and his performance overall was brilliant. Brilliant. And I think Manchester United could look forward to him playing for the next 3 or 4 years in the middle of the park. They've been looking for a great midfield player for quite some time. I think they've got one now.
Here's Patrick and Derry. Hello, Patrick.
Yes. Hey, you. Paddy Creeran. Paddy, I'm watching Hercules Fantasy Island too. At the same time, you're living in the past. The days are gone for United. They're in the same league as Liverpool and they're rebuilding. Now, you say Mourinho's the answer to it. Mourinho has been at clubs and he lasts no longer than 3 years because he drives the players insane. So you can live. I hope you take Mourinho, hey, because Mourinho has passed his sell-by date, I think, as well. And the club has just rebuilt. They've got one young fella. You keep mentioning this young fella now. But that fella, Rooney, he conned you twice out of two rises. And I watched him on Saturday, and he just plays the ball to somebody on side, and he doesn't run any position. You must be watching the same game as me, or you know nothing about
football. I think you're in La-La Land. Rooney made the winning goal.
Rooney.
Equaliser.
Wait a minute. Who was that was talking about that? About what? Is that Alfredo Di Stefano or somebody?
Hey, excuse me. Are you telling me he's in the same bracket as Suarez, Messi and Ronaldo? Are you telling me he's in that league? Gerrard? Come on, hey. Catch yourselves on. You're living in cuckoo land with Rooney. It's past his sell-by date, and you all know it, but you keep putting him up in the British papers as the messiah who's saving British football. is not the player he was.
What the hell are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm trying to match you because you're talking gibberish.
Hey, let me see your European Cup winners medal.
Sorry, many has. Sorry, how many has Liverpool five? How many times did you?
Hold on, let Paddy speak. Hold on, hold on, Patrick. Hold on, Patrick. Hold on. Stop, Paddy Curran. You won't respond to that.
I never heard so much gibberish. God, who did he play for?
He probably played for Dundella Swifts or something.
Oh, was he as good as that? You know the funny thing about football, a great degree in which I enjoy about football. Every football has an opinion. Every football fan has an opinion. And they're entitled to their opinion. But it doesn't mean to say they're right.
Yeah.
And if I had a group of maybe six or seven ex-footballers all sitting around a table having a little discussion with each other, there wouldn't be a great deal of difference in what we were all talking about. We'd be close to the same thing. Maybe not agreeing with each other, but not a bloody million miles apart.
Paddy Curran,
Patrick, have you ever played football?
Paddy.
Occasionally.
Patrick. Patrick and Derry.
Yeah, I played in England. I played for over in England. Yeah.
Who didn't play?
Let's put it this way. We don't all play in the same league as Pat Curran did. But I'm asking him the same question again. Is Rooney in the same league as Messi, Ronaldo or Suarez? Suarez has now won the Golden Boot again. He scored another 40 goals. He scored another 40 goals for another club. He scored 40 for Liverpool.
Okay.
And he doesn't get mentioned.
I'm asking a question and now answering it. What's the point in me speaking? And if you ask a question...
I'm asking you to...
Hold on, Patrick.
You're talking about three of the best players in the world. You're not... Name me three other players. Rooney might be just behind that stature of those three players. You're talking, as I said, the best players in the world. You name other players that are better than Rooney. Name me people in the Premier League that are better than Rooney.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Always enjoy your company, Paddy Curran. Thank you, Mike Parry. Thank you, John White. Thank you.